Another pretty day today with mostly sunny skies, mild temperatures after the cool start this morning. We'll make it well into the 60s this afternoon, even a degree or two above average, generally between about 65 and 70 degrees. Not a whole lot of wind, so a nice comfortable day. We'll cool off again quickly tonight, so sweaters and jackets, but that'll lead to the warmest day of the work week tomorrow. Highs will reach at least the low 70s. Some places may make a run at about 75, so several degrees above average. Partly sunny skies. We'll see clouds start to increase and thicken some by later in the afternoon into the evening, and that'll be ahead of yet another storm system, another low-latitude storm system, if you will, an area of low pressure that'll be developing and moving off to the east-northeast, tapping that warm, humid Gulf of Mexico air, so we can expect widespread rain and even a few rumbles of thunder Thursday into Thursday evening. 100% coverage of rainfall. Right now, amounts look to be generally between a half inch and an inch and a half, so another soaker. There may be an isolated spot or two that manages to get a couple of inches of rain out of this next weather system that'll be moving in from west and southwest to the north and east. And then on its backside, the story will be the wind on Friday. Still plenty of cloud cover around, but perhaps a peek at the sun, and still also a few scattered showers that were not near the rainfall that we're going to get Thursday and Thursday evening. Temperatures will reach the 60s, but wind gusts may be 30 miles per hour or even stronger at times, generally out of a westerly direction. That storm is headed off to the north and east, so there'll be widespread rain all the way up through the Appalachians and through the Carolinas up the eastern seaboard. But once again, like the last weather system, more liquid than solid as far as ice or snow, in other words. So if you're traveling by Friday to the north and to the northwest, you will have wind, you will have some rain, and in the higher elevations and on the very back side of the system, there will be some snow, but it doesn't appear as though this will be a great winter storm, much warmer in most cases, so more rain than anything else. For the local area again by the weekend, then we'll start to clear it out. The storm system will be moving away. We'll have seasonably cool temperatures over the weekend the way it looks right now, but also a fair amount of sunshine and pretty dry. Very early peak at Christmas Eve and Christmas Day for the early part of next week would indicate quite mild temperatures and generally dry under partly sunny skies. There are some indications of perhaps a midweek storm system, mid to late week storm system that would probably come in a little bit after Christmas the way it appears right now. Of course, I will continue to keep you updated each and every day on travel weather as we head toward the holiday week and get you around to where you're going to your destination with all the latest First Alert weather information. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.